My man D-Ray Davis is in our New York studios with Sherry Shepherd this morning. D-Ray is performing at Caroline's on Broadway this weekend. What up, man?
Chilling, man. Happy to be here in the Big Apple, man.
Chocolate City, yeah. Fine up in the house, y'all.
The mocha version right here.
Oh, my goodness.
The light-skinned version right
tea
here.
Tea with lemon. That's what he looked like.
Tea with lemon. Oh, my goodness.
Tea with some lemon, honey.
Did he take Sherry's his clothes off, Sybil?
No, that wasn't his role. He was encouraging his nephew.
Because I had roles. I couldn't take
no, you don't. No.
He don't have no roles.
We saw you on Empire. We've seen you in Chocolate City. There are no roles there, darling.
Well, right now, there's a few. I just hear them good, man. I don't want to lie. Then the woman comes to the bedroom, and why you keep your shirt on? It's just how I'm feeling tonight.
Is that your line? It's just how I'm feeling.
I'm the tank top sexy right now.
Yes, you are.
Black tank top sexy. I ain't all the way ready for the beach. I ain't summer ready. Some of my body's okay. That's what's
summer,
happening.
And then summer ain't.
Okay, but Chocolate City, Tyson Beckford, he takes his clothes off still?
Yes. Tyson gets naked in there.
Yes, he does.
Tyson ran up to me in a club in front of everybody and jumped on me koala style the other day.
Like, what do you mean koala style?
Like, his legs was wrapped around my back. I don't know what. I said, hey, man, what are you doing? Love you, D-Ray. Yo, what's up? It was a strong New York accent, though. I didn't know how to take it. I didn't just,
what's up, son? I love you, son.
I thought it was a legit hug, but when the legs went up, I said, what's happening?
And straddled your waist. See, that my fantasy has now been, it's crashed and burned.
When the Universe Soul Circus started talking, he was wrapped up. I said, the proper thing that's supposed to happen after this is either a UFC takedown. I don't know what was going on.
Is that the way?
And this was
now?
In the middle of a club?
Middle of the club. Everybody looking. Tyson.
Because how can you not notice when you got two good-looking black men there in the club and then all of a sudden...
Koala bear.
I couldn't believe it. I had my drink in one hand, so I had to still balance that.
And hold him so he wouldn't fall.
I almost carried him over to the bar. That's how much he was in my... I had a laptop.
Tyson Beckford.
Tyson.
That's the
last. All right. Yo, son. Before we came to this segment, we were talking about a field trip.
Yeah.
This teacher in Minneapolis took the students to the Smitten Kitten, which is an adult bookstore, on a field trip.
You didn't even have to say adult book. Well, you know when you hear Smitten Kitten, you knew what's happening.
A field trip.
I wish my daughter just graduated 8th grade. I wish she would call me and tell me she went somewhere like that.
Where you be frequenting.
I still be hiding my side chicks from her. I don't let her see none of that. She still don't know how she was made.
Oh, you still tell her God took an angel and put it in your mama's belly?
I wish she would learn anything. I can't even fathom. I can't even think about my child.
Don't
being
you remember
like that.
When we was in sex ed, we saw the little black and white movie.
The minute my daughter touched the door, I'd have thought she was pregnant. Don't you walk nowhere?
I tell you,
is she in there looking at? Some kid is messed up from that. I remember when my granddaddy had his collection in the
drawer.
Yes,
that you wasn't supposed to go in that one drawer.
And I put that tape in, and my life changed since then.
Forever. Chocolate City was born.
I was 11 years old. And I'm a different person now because of that. That's back before shaving.
You remember that drawer you couldn't touch in Uncle Willie's room? Don't touch that drawer.
What's in this sock? What is this? Granddad? And who been over here? You supposed to be single and old. What is happening in this old folks' home?
All the kids learning is 8, 10, and 12. That's inches. That's all they've learned from that field trip.
Some kid is disappointed because he's not going to reach that. Some little boy think that's where it's supposed to be, and he's setting his high hopes, and it ain't going to happen.
That's traumatizing.
Man.
It ain't nothing good come from taking your middle school kids to an adult store.
Fire. Rip it up, D-Ray. All weekend long, New York.
Broadway.
Caroline.
Caroline.
New York.